This is the Astrology University podcast, helping you find inspiration, insight, and connection through the study of astrology. And I'm your host, Tony Howard.
Hi, I'm Eliza Robertson, and I am hosting this episode of the Astrology University podcast. So we're turning the tables, and I'm going to ask Tony some questions about the fresh voices in astrology. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Eliza. Thanks for interviewing me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I thought I'd start by asking what your inspiration was to start Fresh Voices.
Yeah, so I've been going to astrology conferences for a while, and there was a conference not too long ago where they basically had, it was a conference sponsored by one of the organizations, and they had the members vote for the speakers that they wanted to have at the conference. And there were a lot of new speakers who had applied and folks that were kind of hadn't spoken at a conference before. And because the members were basically voting on people that they already knew, a lot of the new folks didn't get in. And I was like, wow, that's a bummer. And I was kind of having a sidebar conversation with a fellow from South America, and he was like, how am I ever going to get to speak at a conference if nobody ever knows me? And then, and they're voting on who gets invited in. And I was like, yeah, that's a bummer. So the wheels started turning in my mind. And I thought, well, why don't I create a conference online? And then I can invite some of these new speakers to talk. And that's how the idea got started. But somewhere along the line, I got the idea to, well, why don't we just invite everybody who doesn't get invited to conferences? So the mission also turned into a diversity mission and uplifting women's voices mission. And so I created the first summit, and I looked for speakers who kind of fit the bill in a lot of those different areas. And that's how the first summit came to be. I wasn't planning on creating a whole business out of it or starting a website or anything. I just wanted to do an online conference. So that's how it started.
Did it start last year or?
Yeah. It was last summer. So last summer we had the first one. I think it was late July. This year we're going to have Fresh Voices Summit 2.0, and it's going to be August 3rd and 4th. So just about a year ago we did the first one. And one of the things that happened was that it was so well received, and people were so excited about it that we realized, they were like, please keep this going, do more. And we realized that it had a life of its own. Mm. And so so we started inviting some of the speakers from the first summit to do webinars. And then we were already planning Fresh Voices too from right then.
Wow. And would you say that's, your main mission is to kind of open the spotlight and to bring in other people to the fold of astrology that maybe wouldn't have as much exposure or haven't had the opportunities yet?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few missions tied into Fresh Voices. One of them is to give brand new speakers an opportunity to speak, because if you don't have a chance to practice speaking in front of an audience, then you don't ever hone your skills to be able to be strong enough to get invited to an in-person conference. And so I want to give people a chance to sort of practice, so to speak. Although I am looking for, we look for people. It's not just me looking. I have a whole group of people who are out there kind of monitoring the internet to see what's going on. And we look for people who have some innate talent. Maybe they're rough around the edges with their presentation skills, but a lot of people share their astrology on YouTube these days. So we do look at work on YouTube. If you're a young astrologer out there and you've been thinking about creating a YouTube channel and you think you want to be the kind of astrologer who does speak publicly, then I highly recommend practicing on YouTube. See if you get an audience, see if you connect with people. Don't worry about being too polished. Just start sharing what you think and see what happens from there. And that's just one of the missions. We also have a mission to support diverse voices. That could mean racial diversity. And we have a lot of international speakers. We invite people from different countries who may not be able to travel to a conference in the United States. We support gender diversity. We support diversity of gender expression. We support sexual orientation, diversity. Diversity is us. So, yeah. So we deliberately look for folks in different audiences. We do, you will notice a broad variety of folks in all of those categories at the summits. And we do our best to try to represent. We can't represent everyone, or we haven't been able to so far with what we've been able to find out there. I know there are astrologers out there who represent different audiences that we maybe aren't serving yet. And it might just be because we can't find you. So create a YouTube channel so we can find you. Create a website. And if you're interested in being in Fresh Voices 3, email us too, help@freshvoicesinastrology.com. We also, but it's not just for new speakers. We're also looking for speakers who may have an audience and they're just for whatever reason outside the conference circuit. We invited Jessica Lignato to speak last year, and she'd just been getting invited to the conference circuit, and now she's kind of the conference folks discovered that she's amazing, and she's been showing up there too. But definitely not just for brand new astrologers. This year, Fresh Voices 2, we have Rebecca Gordon, who's really wonderful astrologer and teacher on the East Coast, and she's not brand new. This is not her first rodeo, so I don't like rodeos, so I don't know why I use that.
No, but I think this is a really important point, because I think I shared a bit of this thought with you last time we spoke, but as a writer, I know that writing festivals had made a point to feature emerging writers alongside very well-known writers. And what it meant was that at these events that had both the big names might be drawing the audiences at first, but then the audiences would be exposed to the new writers, and inevitably that would help with sales and just exposure. So I think it's really great to be, I mean, that's part of the diversity, it sounds like, if that's one of these keywords for the mission. It sounds like having some people who have more experience under the belt alongside people who've never spoken before would be really fruitful.
Exactly. And we did do that on purpose for the exact reason that you mentioned, because we want people to show up for these new speakers and hear what they have to say, but mm-hmm. you do need kind of a hook or a draw to bring people in. So so definitely that's part of it. And you will notice the deliberate kind of, and this may be like reverse discrimination, but if you're a white male, we do invite white men to speak and white cis heterosexual men to speak, but we won't ever probably invite a lot of them. And my apologies to you guys out there. We're just trying to make room for some other voices too. But we will invite, you know, white cis heterosexual males to speak. Just not a lot.
You actually answered one of my other questions, which was, did you have tips for people who would like to be a part of Fresh Voices in future years? And so you've suggested, you know, potentially starting a YouTube channel or starting a website, and even just sending an email. I'm wondering if anything else comes to mind as far as getting one's name out there. If they're just, you know, I can think of quite a few people I know in my astrology realm and also in my writing realm who maybe don't have the social media following yet, but they're still producing really good content, and it can be easy to slide between the cracks.
Definitely, and we're not looking for you to have a big following. We just need to be able to find you. So create a YouTube channel. And we're kind of scouring the internet especially when we're preparing the speaker roster for the next summit. And so just practice. That's my best advice. Practice, right. Practice speaking. Fresh Voices, if you want to participate in the summit, it does imply that you want to do public speaking. And that's not the only way you can make a living doing astrology. You can just do consults and mm-hmm. not ever create a YouTube channel. You can even get away with not having a website if you just focus on referral business. Lynn Bell, astrologer you might know, she just had a website for the first time 3 years ago. So she went most of her career without a website. And
that's incredible.
Yeah. So you can be that. But if you want to speak for Fresh Voices, you need to practice speaking publicly. Mm-hmm. So talk to yourself in your room with your YouTube channel. You don't need to have good lighting. It doesn't need to be perfect. Perfect is the enemy of good enough. Is that that expression? No, that's not it. I can't remember how that one goes. But anyway, the idea is just start doing it and practice.
Yeah, I think that is great advice. I was wondering if maybe this is a personal question, but I was wondering if you could share some of the challenges that you experienced when entering the field of astrology, and whether someone or an opportunity opened a door for you, or on the contrary, if there was a moment where you wish someone had opened that door and maybe the door was a wall instead.
Yeah. So interesting thing about me, I'm not going to have great advice for somebody who's trying to be in the spotlight, because I was actually trying to not be in the spotlight. So I started doing web development in 2000. So after I started doing web development, I was working for a magazine at the time, a sports magazine, and I've always been into astrology. I started learning astrology as a teenager, and so I would be browsing astrologers' websites, and I came across the website of some folks that I really liked, and their websites were like black with like swirling neon stars. I don't know if you remember web design from the early 2000s, but it was not pretty. And I basically wrote, the first person I wrote was actually Caroline Casey, and I wrote and I said, hey, would you like some help with your website? And she said, funny, you should ask. I need somebody. I just lost my web developer. So that's how I started working for the first astrologer doing web development. And then I did the same thing with Stephen Forrest and branched out from there. Because I was working with Stephen Forrest and then I started attending his astrology apprenticeship program, I just got to know a lot of people through that. And then in 2009, I built this website called findanastrologer.com, which was a searchable database of astrologers. And that website introduced me to even more people, but I was still really a behind the scenes person. And then in 2011, I started doing a research project on out of bounds planets. And I would be talking to about the research with different people, and they would say, oh, you should do a class about that. And I would usually say, my worst nightmare is standing up on a stage speaking in front of people. So that's a nice idea. But how about if I give you the material and you teach the class? But eventually somebody talked me into doing it. And then the first, I think this is true, that the first public talk I gave was for Chris Brennan's meetup group in Denver. And they were a really great group, and I think 35 people showed up. And I was really not invested in becoming a public speaker. I was just sharing this information that I had kind of researched. And so because of that, I wasn't nervous. I felt like a lot of people in the audience I knew, I'd known for years. So I felt like I was kind of with friends, and it went really well. And Chris said, that was one of the best lectures we've ever had. And I was like, wow, thank you so much. And it was really kind of an accident. So you can take this story, I think, and reverse engineer some tips out of it. One of the tips is, and this is really hard, when you're really invested in becoming a public speaker and succeeding, it creates a level of stress that just can be off the charts, especially if you have Leo planets in your chart, because you're very sensitive to rejection, I think, in that case. But we're all sensitive to rejection, I think, at some level with public speaking. I think that's a thing that they say in Toastmasters. So my best advice is to work on your attachment to outcomes. So try to not be too attached to how it turns out. Think about just focusing on what you're passionate about. When I invite speakers to present for Fresh Voices, we don't have a theme for the summit, because what I want is for the speakers to present whatever they're passionate about in the moment, because that passion will come through your lecture. That passion will come through your talk. And so I think that's great advice. Focus on what you're passionate about. Another piece of advice I give when you're giving a talk, whether it's on YouTube or elsewhere, if you're giving a public lecture to a group, is to focus on like, what's the one big idea that I have to convey? it's easy at the beginning to think that you have to say everything that you know. And the talk actually goes much better if you focus on the one or two, maybe three at the most, points that you really want people to leave with. If you're doing YouTube, YouTube's great for short form. So really start making 10-minute videos and just share one idea with people. Hey guys, I was just looking at this Mars-Neptune chapter in such and such book, and I came across this actor who has Mars-Neptune in their chart. And wow, isn't it cool that they have this film, you know, that really exemplifies that aspect. And that's your whole video. And then, and I look forward to seeing you guys again next time. So starting there, but you can work that concept into a lecture as well, where you're focusing on the one idea that you have to convey, reduce your attachment to outcomes. And then the last tip I have for public speaking is to chit chat right before you go on stage, preferably with somebody you know, but don't sit there thinking about your talk, because as soon as you do that, you'll start thinking about the audience and you'll start thinking about how you want the audience to receive your talk. And then that's when the nervousness really gets you. So do your best to just talk to somebody about the weather, what's going on, what you did last night. Well, maybe not what you did last night, because it was probably preparing for your talk, but you know what I mean? And then it's kind of like you go on stage and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going on stage. And when you show up with that energy, you can keep the nerves at bay.
I think that's great advice. And I think it's really inspiring for those who maybe are like you, or how like you used to be, where you have these really rich ideas that you are pursuing in the safety of your own home or office, and a little nervous maybe to present to a wider audience. But I just think it goes back to the diversity of the voices too. If people who are too shy to present their research start presenting their research, then there's just more of those ideas and those rabbit holes that a certain person has fallen into, and maybe they haven't had the chance to share that with others. So I think that's encouraging for people who maybe feel like this would be their worst nightmare, but maybe in a few years or even next year, it's something they'd really want to do.
Definitely. And that reminds me of something else that was part of the intention of Fresh Voices and actually Astrology University too, which is to create a cross-pollination of ideas, because there are really brilliant astrologers out there right now that are just tooling away in their house, and they've been studying astrology for 20 years and they've had this really cool idea, and maybe they've written about it, they've thought about it, they've researched it, and no one knows who they are. They're out there, I know, because we come across them all the time. And when we create these kind of forums for people to come together, we can give some of those folks a voice at least. And then somebody else out there who's been tooling away might get to listen to the summit, because the summit's free to watch for 2 days. So lots of people tune in, and maybe that inspires somebody. Maybe that little piece of info gives them the missing link that they needed to go to the next step in their thought process. So I love facilitating all that too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it just feels really important for the ecosystem of the astrological community, which actually, that reminds me of one of the last questions I have, which is, you've been a part of this community for some time now, like longer than I have. And I was wondering if you could share some of your observations around how the community has changed, or how the audience and the appetite for astrology has changed over the last several years.
Sure. I think I'll get into this by sharing a story from the last NORWEC conference, which was just last month, which is the Northwest Astrology Conference. I've been going to that conference for several years. And the first year I went, I have to admit to feeling like a total unicorn. And no offense to the people who were at the conference, but the conference was made up of largely women, I'll say, over the age of 55. There's definitely a contingent of women over the age of 40, but it was largely women over the age of 55, largely white women. A lot of the speakers were mostly male, mostly female audience. And then me and a smattering of other younger people, because, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, I was in my 30s. So I'm 50 now. I didn't feel apart. Right? I didn't feel a part of, I felt outside of. And I know that a lot of other people had that experience. And you know, when Black folks would show up, then they would be like the only Black person at the conference, mm-hmm. and they would feel a little weird, and they might not come back, right? So mm-hmm. if you show up to an audience and you're like, oh, this isn't my tribe, so to speak, mm-hmm. it's not that those people weren't welcoming. They were welcoming. They were wonderful. It's a really warm crowd. It's just that if you don't feel yourself represented, it creates a vibe, right?
Absolutely.
That's something that's changed drastically since then. So part of that is because at that particular conference, the organizer, Laura Nalbandian, has done some hard work in concert with some other people behind the scenes to create diversity at that conference. And this year, it was totally diverse in terms of ages. There was racial diversity and lots of other types of diversity too. So what that creates is anybody can show up and nobody's overrepresented in a way that no matter what you are, you don't feel outside. You feel like a part of the diversity. Mm-hmm. And it creates its own, that diversity creates its own feeling of community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's changed. Young people, the internet has given access to lots of people to create astrology businesses online through blogs, through YouTube videos. There are very, very, very popular speakers on YouTube. Some of them who are great and some of them who maybe shouldn't have a channel. but YouTube is open to anybody. Mm-hmm. So that's changed a lot too, because like I said, practice, right? So if you're practicing by doing horoscopes on YouTube or talking about transits or whatever's going on in the sky on YouTube, you'll get better. You'll get better over time. You know, you have to start somewhere, and that's a great place to start. And so there's more access to everyone. There's more access to people consuming astrology, mm-hmm. and there's more access to people creating astrology.
Mm-hmm. And more access to information, which creates more fodder for the research and also more space, I feel, to contribute back to the field. So it really does feel like this, there's a word for that. Like I'm thinking of ecosystems and those sort of closed circuit systems where everything is recycled and
renewed. Right. I know what you mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a cool moment to be a part of astrology, and interest has grown a lot. There's a New York Times article that showed that the interest in astrology over the last couple of years has doubled based on search results, based on what people are searching for, rather. So astrology search terms basically doubled over the last couple of years. And you can tell, you know, Norwalk sold out for the first time ever this year. Okay. So that's a big deal. UAC, the attendance at UAC, the largest conference that we have for Western astrology in the United States, that was, I think it was sold out, if not over, it was definitely oversold. there were a lot of people there in Chicago. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of interest happening, and it's a really cool time to be practicing astrology and learning about astrology.
Absolutely. So the Fresh Voices Summit will be August 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
And it's free.
Yes, it's free to watch for 2 days. So basically, each talk is available for 24 hours. And since the summit lasts for 2 days, then it's free for 2 days, right? And we start up at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, and we finish up at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. We have talks early and late. Some people in different time zones are like, why do you have talks so late? Or why do you have talks so early? We do that on purpose because we have listeners all over the world. And if we don't have early talks, then the people in Europe get upset. And if we don't have late talks, the people in Australia get upset. So we try to have something for everybody. So that's our intention there. And if you can't tune in, you can get the All Access Pass, so you can get the recordings. And if you can only tune in for one and you're going to miss the others, the same thing. So don't feel like if you can't tune in that weekend, that you'll totally miss out. We have a totally new lineup of speakers, really great speakers. It's going to be just as good as last year. So if you caught last year's summit, tune in again. And if you're new, come check it out. It's really cool to hear people from different backgrounds and the thing about diversity and diverse voices in astrology is there's not just like one way of doing astrology. And astrology is a living art. And it's the language is filtered through us, our cultural background, our upbringing, all of our baggage, whatever we bring to the field, astrology is filtered through that, right? And when astrology filters through diverse voices, we learn things that we didn't have access to before because of our own limited point of view. So you'll get that at Fresh Voices. It's another really cool thing that happens. So come check it out.
I think that's a great note to end on.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks.
Unless you have anything else that you would like to add.
Thanks, Eliza. You've been a great interviewer and I really appreciate you helping. And Eliza is going to be one of the co-hosts at this next Fresh Voices. So if you want to see more of Eliza too, you can check her out at Fresh Voices 2.0. And you can sign up at freshvoicesinastrology.com/summit. And it's free to sign up. And just head over there. You pop in your email address and that's about it. You'll get a slew of emails from us and we'll tell you how to watch live.
It's cheaper and more ecologically efficient than flying to Chicago. So.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it looks like a really exciting lineup. So I'm really excited to spend a weekend myself glued to my computer screen.
Sweet. Yeah, lots of people do. They get snacks and they just sit there all weekend. So it's pretty cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And thanks, folks, for tuning in. And we'll see you again very soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. Study astrology online with some of the great astrologers of our time at www.astrologyuniversity.com, where we offer webinars, online classes, and virtual summits to bring you inspiration, connection, and insight through the study of astrology. Take good care, and we'll see you next time.